You are going to hear a college manager telling new members of staff about training opportunities. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. Use a word or short phrase. You have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
I hope you're all enjoying your new jobs here at the college. Now, I'd like to tell you a little about our staff development training programs. We're proud of our work in this area, and we've appeared as a case study in several national reports. We all operate in an ever-changing world, and therefore our training programs are vital. It means we can support you so that you have the skills and knowledge required to keep you up to date in your area of work. This means you can improve your career prospects, whether by getting promotion within the college or finding a job elsewhere. You will also function better as a team player and work more efficiently and effectively. Most importantly, our staff training programs make sure our students get excellent service from us. So, how does professional development work here? To begin with, we expect you to attend team meetings. These take place in the last week of each term, so 3 times a year. They will give you the chance to share experiences with colleagues, identify problem areas, and notify us of any training requirements. If training is required, the college will fund the costs in full. The members of staff who attend training sessions will be asked to complete a feedback form about their experiences and to share this with their colleagues at their next team meeting. The college also identifies areas where all members of staff can benefit from training. This could come about as a result of the introduction of new technology or new government regulations. Which brings me to our all-college training days. These take place twice a year and are held over an entire day. No classes take place on these days. Members of staff can choose from a series of events the ones they'd like to attend. These days are meant to be fun as well as informative, and the cafe will provide a free meal from a special menu. Finally, each team will be given the chance to enjoy an away day. These are full-day events, sometimes held at a hotel or leisure centre. However, some teams like to spend part of the day doing team-building activities, such as ice skating, rock climbing or orienteering. Others choose to spend the away day at the home of one of the team. The college covers all the costs for these events, and if you use the home of a member of staff, you will be given £100 to cover catering costs. Now, any questions?
You will now hear part 2 again.
I hope you're all enjoying your new jobs here at the college. Now, I'd like to tell you a little about our staff development training programs. We're proud of our work in this area, and we've appeared as a case study in several national reports. We all operate in an ever-changing world, and therefore our training programs are vital. It means we can support you so that you have the skills and knowledge required to keep you up to date in your area of work. This means you can improve your career prospects, whether by getting promotion within the college or finding a job elsewhere. You will also function better as a team player and work more efficiently and effectively. Most importantly, our staff training programs make sure our students get excellent service from us. So, how does professional development work here? To begin with, we expect you to attend team meetings. These take place in the last week of each term, so 3 times a year. They will give you the chance to share experiences with colleagues, identify problem areas, and notify us of any training requirements. If training is required, the college will fund the costs in full. The members of staff who attend training sessions will be asked to complete a feedback form about their experiences and to share this with their colleagues at their next team meeting. The college also identifies areas where all members of staff can benefit from training. This could come about as a result of the introduction of new technology or new government regulations. Which brings me to our all-college training days. These take place 2 times a year and are held over an entire day. No classes take place on these days. Members of staff can choose from a series of events the ones they'd like to attend. These days are meant to be fun as well as informative, and the cafe will provide a free meal from a special menu. Finally, each team will be given the chance to enjoy an away day. These are full-day events, sometimes held at a hotel or leisure centre. However, some teams like to spend part of the day doing team-building activities, such as ice skating, rock climbing, or orienteering. Others choose to spend the away day at the home of one of the team. The college covers all the costs for these events, and if you use the home of a member of staff, you will be given £100 to cover catering costs. Now, any questions?
This is the end of part 2.